Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 7, that is types of organization. So in this chapter we will be seeing everything about how organization functions, what are its tools, techniques, why is it important that the company need a structure in the system, why is it that the structure defines how the company will follow its strategy. So in this chapter we will be seeing everything about how are different types of organization structure. This is the third element in the functions of management. You all remember the different elements or functions of management are POSD CMC. P stands for planning, O for organization, S for staffing, D for directing, C for coordinating, M for motivation, and C for controlling. Correct, you have guessed me right, Rajesh. I said the third element, but correct what you have mentioned, it is the second element, that is organization. That's great, superb. Now in this chapter we will be seeing everything about how or what are different types of organization. But before I ask this or start with the chapter and how it functions, I'm going to ask you a question whose answer I expect at the end of the chapter. I'm going to name two or three companies' name. Okay, so let me name this company's name is known as Johnson & Johnson. Okay, it is a very famous domestic company of India, Johnson & Johnson, which is into lot of different kinds of baby products. Second, I name the company's name is Amul Industries. You all would be knowing Amul butter, Amul cheese. So that company. And third name is, say for example, the company's name, I define it as maybe known as Reliable General and Provision Stores. Now what I want you all to tell me at the end of this chapter, three companies, first Johnson & Johnson, second is Amul Industries, and second is Reliable General and Provision Store. You are supposed to tell me at the end of this chapter, which kind of organization structure does this company belong? Will you be able to find out and let me know at the end of this chapter? Yeah, can I have quick responses from everyone? Superb, great. So I believe you all will be checking around for the whole chapter. What are different types of organization structure and in which kind of organization structure one of these companies may fall? There are chances and possibility we may have a company wherein you may having a confusion, okay, this is this or that. That's not a problem. We will be, crucially going ahead into each and every departments of the companies and accordingly checking it out what kind of an organization structure it would impact or follow. So let us now go ahead and see what are different types of organization structure and how it functions. But before that, a small introduction about this chapter. So when an organization is created, it has got its structure and span of control, which is nothing but the interrelation between various employees working in the company. Whenever there is an organization, it is more about that there are a lot of people involved and they all are interrelated. They all are connected. They all are in a group system, which will help them to connect and do the work very easily. That is why it is said that the organization is created as it has got a structure and they have got a span of control, which means what is the area under which the company needs to work, that is in a span of control. But in short, it is nothing but interrelations between different kinds of people. There are senior levels managers, middle level managers and operational level people at the bottom. So in an organization structure, since we have been learning all these things since few chapters, we know an organization have got three different structures or three different compartments. First being the top level, middle level and lower level. At all resides different level managers, that is top level managers. In the top level management, we have got senior level managers. In middle level management, we have got middle level managers. And at the bottom level, we have got operational level managers. So these are three different sections of the managers who are functioning. Different types of requirements need different types of structures of organization. So how the company functions, they have got different kinds of organization structures based upon that. And accordingly, it relates to the business way or mechanism in which it requires to fall in place. Now, how do we select what kind of organization structure would a company be into? Now, let me put up this question to everyone. I believe when I understand, most of you are working in companies. Or if at all, if you are not working in companies, not a problem. Normally, as a layman, we know two types of organization structure. One is known as top-bottom, second is known as bottom-top. Now, what do you mean by top-bottom or bottom-top? Top-bottom management companies or a company is one such kind of a company where the orders come from the top and everyone below the top needs to follow and execute the transactions. But what do you mean by bottom top? It does not mean bottom will give the instructions and top has to follow. No, it is a mechanism in which bottom level managers or operational level managers will give their own feedback based upon customer's requirement, and things will be passed it on accordingly to the top level managers who will understand, and accordingly they will make the changes and bring it the strategies and changes below the system in the bottom level. So this is how it is called as bottom top or top bottom strategy. On what basis top bottom or bottom top will function is based on few characters or functions. So in based upon that, we have got nature of business, what kind of business the company is going to follow. Scale and size of the business are the normal factors which determine the forms of internal organization. Remember, there's a one very crucial word known as internal organization. So this organization structure is internally within the company. Two factors very important. First is nature, scale and size. Nature means what? What kind of business? Is it a trading business? Is it a manufacturing business? It is a service organization. What? Scale would be, say for example, how big the company is, and size would be sometimes in the volume. That is, what is the size of the business? These are a few factors which determine what forms of internal organization a company would follow. The following common types of organizations find a place in the structure of internal organization. So we have got, based upon these three parameters, we have got seven different types of organization structure. First is in a line, military or scalar organization. I repeat once again, line, military or scalar organization. You need to just go through this structures name couple of times so you remember these different kinds of structures. So first is line, military or scalar organization. Second is known as functional organization. Third is known as line and staff organization. Fourth is known as committee organization. Fifth is known as project organization. Sixth is known as matrix organization. Seventh is known as free form organization. Yes, you are correct, Rajesh, what you have said. We have got many different forms of organization structure. But in this chapter, in this context, we are going to focus on these seven different structures which are there in the system as far as companies from a global perspective it is functioning. Let us quickly revise. First is what? Line, scalar and military organization. Military organization structure. Let us all read it aloud. First is what, everyone? Correct. Line, military or scalar organization structure. Second is known as functional organization structure. Third is known as line and staff organization structure. Fourth is known as committee organization structure. Next is project organization, matrix organization, and last being what? Very good, Rajesh, what you have said once again. Free form organization structure. So these are few different organization structures which have been selected, and accordingly we will be going in depth about each and every organization structure. The beauty of this whole topic is that we will have different diagrams to show what do you mean by line, what do you mean by functional, line and staff, committee. So we'll have different kinds of structures to give you a brief introduction and idea that what kind of an organization structure it follows. So let us see. The first one is known as line, military or scalar organization structure. Itself, the structure itself, the name itself tells us what kind of organization structure it is and what does it mean. It means line, military or scalar, which means what? The organization structure is more about top bottom. General manager will give orders to, say for example, production manager, who will give information and instructions to foreman, and foreman will give to workers. Similarly, general manager, if it gives instructions to, say for example, sales manager, the information from sales manager will go to supervisor, and from supervisors to workers. In this kind of organization structure, the information or the message wouldn't pass from finance manager to sales manager, from sales manager to production manager. It will not fall in this format. It is more vertical, that is top bottom kind of organization structure. And this kind of organization structure is known as what? Line, military and scalar organization structure. So this is how this organization structure functions. Let's go ahead and see the concept. So decision making authority flows from top level management to the bottom level, that is from top to bottom. The top management people have greater decisions making authority than the bottom level executives. So at the top level, they will be making more decision making, they will have more decision making power than as compared to bottom levels. The same level executives do not give or receive orders amongst themselves, but they receive orders from the immediate boss, general manager, and give orders to their subordinates. So here in this concept, they will not give or receive order amongst themselves. That is, over here It will not give orders from purchase to production or production to sales, but they'll just give from top to bottom and not to each other. And give orders to the subordinates. It is clear that all departmental heads are responsible to general manager, who in turn is responsible to board of directors. So in some companies, the top level management would be, say, for example, who? Correct, board of directors. In some companies, the top management will comprise of managing director, president, sometimes different ways, there will be someone more included. Sometimes in company, the top level manager is himself chairman, managing director, CEO. It is one person who conducts and executes all the three responsibilities. So again, it depends from company to company, organization to organization, what kind of organization structure it will possess. But here, line military or scalar organization, three things to remember. First is top-bottom concept. Second is the top management people take decision and bottom has to follow. And third, the most important part is that it is not allowed to give instructions from same level executives. So this is what is known as top-bottom level organization structure. Now, advantages of this kind of concept is what? First of all, it is simple, no kind of hassles, no tensions, simple. It goes from top, goes to the bottom. This is it. There is nothing known as confusion creation in that. Also, one of the advantages, it is economical, which means it is cheap. You do not require so many different groups of people involved in that hierarchy. Next is, there is huge amount of coordination between the employees and the employer. That is why we call it as line organization structure. Then there is direct communication. Because there is direct communication, everyone knows how it is functioning. It is flexible as well, because it has to be incorporated in that according manner. Discipline takes place, because everyone is responsible for the activities and transactions. Speedy action, unity of control takes place. Division of authority and responsibilities. Authority and responsibility is also divided, that this person is responsible only for these kind of activities, or that person is responsible for that kind of activities. So this acts as an advantage of line organization, and that is how the line organization structure functions. Let us now move into from line organization structure to the next structure known as functional organization structure. Now, functional organization structure is the concept where the line military scalar organization structure, the biggest disadvantage being they are not allowed to talk amongst each other. That is no linkages, that is no vertical level adjustments or vertical level communication takes place. Unlike in functional organization structure, we have got three departmental heads who can give directions to any of these. So we have got different kinds of individuals or departmental heads, like for example route clerk, instruction card clerk, time and cost clerk, disciplinarian, gang boss, speed boss, inspector, repair boss. These are all different kinds of functional heads who are reporting to these functional managers, who are then accordingly reporting to works manager. So the story goes from works manager to functional managers, from functional managers to functional heads, who then give the activities to their workers. So here in this, they are allowed to give information from a chemist, can talk with route clerk, superintendent can talk with instruction card clerk, engineer can talk with repair boss, and superintendent give instructions to inspector. So this is where they are uniquely different when as compared to the line military organization structure. Let me put up this question. Why would any company need an organization structure, like be it functional or be it line and staff, committee and upgradation? Why do we need it? Why do we need that the organization structure changes? Why? Can you answer this question? Why would a company need this kind of an organization structure? Or for matter of fact, any such kind of upgradation of organization structure? Yes, let me put up this question to Sandeep. Tell me, Sandeep, why would we need organization structure extension? Line structure was fair enough, it was top bottom. Why do we need this kind of organization structure? Why, Sandeep? Okay, Sandeep. Great, superb. You have answered absolutely correct. When the organization structure size increases, the volume increases, the scalability increases, the size increases, all these increases or increment makes sure that the company has to live up to the expectation of rising its adaptability or increasing its functioning or the business structure. This causes the organization structure need from line structure to functional. If the structure or the business still increases more, it will move from functional to the next level. So that is why we need this kind of organization structure changes. Absolutely correct. Now, under functional organization, various specialists are selected for various functions performed in the organization. So there are specialists. Like we may have finance specialists, we may have marketing specialists, we may have HR specialists. Like in many of your companies where you work, you would have seen specialists, like for example, IT specialist you have got, or for matter of fact, we have got a specialist known as research and development specialist. So we have got different departmental heads or specialist head. These specialists attend to the work common to the different functions, various departments. So they attend to the work common to the different functions. So they will focus upon which are common to those functions. They will do these tasks. The workers receive instructions from various specialists. So a lot of specialists which we saw over here, these are all specialists, and these all specialists give tasks or work to these workers. The specialists work at supervision level. So specialist will supervise how the workers or the employees are executing their transactions. Thus the workers are accountable to not only one specialist but also to specialists from whom instructions are received, which means the workers are not responsible to this gang boss, but from whom they have received the instruction they will be responsible. It is not necessary gang boss will give the responsibility to this person, but there is also feasibility or chances that instruction card clerk has given the task to this worker itself over here as well. So he worker is responsible to instruction card clerk also and gang boss. Now this is the point or level where the difference basically or distance is created between the employer and the employee. That is, they start bridging the gap in form of intermediaries or middlemen entering into the system. So this is the way how the functional organization structure functions. Now there are a few advantages as well as disadvantages for functional organization. The first advantage of functional organization is that it benefits out of specialization. So since that department is specialized, they get the benefit out of it. Next is relief to line executives, because instruction given by specialist is to workers. So it is relief for line executives or line specialists, because they will be giving the tasks or functioning to the executives who are at the medium or bottom level. There is huge amount of cooperation between all the functional specialists. Mass production can take place because all of their objectives is the same. It is again economy because of the fact that the company is very huge in size and the functioning is also huge in size. There is huge amount of flexibility involved because they can flexibly work as per the working hours of the company, as well as the workers can interchange or exchange as they are getting information from any functional heads or functional specialists. They will be able to give the outputs. Adequate supervision takes place in this kind of system, that is properly viewing will take place, that there is no error as such. Better efficiency and proficiency because of focused work. So they will give better output. The functioning will be more superb. The transaction will be also more superb. Reducing the workload on each person because only one type of work is involved. So the work will also reduce because of the fact that one person will be doing that kind of task, which the other person would be doing something else task for the same task also. But in other terms, the work pressure will reduce as they are doing only one type of work. Otherwise, in line structure, we see one worker is doing so many different works at given moment of time, but over here, reducing the workload in each person because only one type of work that employee would be doing. Application of expert knowledge, as he is doing the same thing continuously day in day out, he becomes expert, and because he is expert, he will be able to give the output in the best possible manner. So these are few advantages of functional organization. Let us few disadvantages see. Disadvantages also. First is the relationship becomes complex. That is, all the workers are starting to get a little complicated messages because any functional supervisor will give the tasks. Maybe he may know the work, maybe he may not know the work. So that becomes complicated or complex relationship. The speed of action against gets hampered. So the way, because if he's doing the same thing every day in, day out, then the speed gets hampered because he gets bored. And how much time every day in, day out, this thing only. So his creativity or his innovation slowly and steadily goes down. Then there is centralization. So one of the disadvantages of functional organization, there is no centralization concept. Anyone is giving to the employee any kind of task, which makes employee vulnerable or worker vulnerable. What work he is supposed to do actually? He sometimes is doing A work, sometimes is doing B work, sometimes is doing C work. So he is confused. Any head will come and ask him to do any kind of work. Lack of responsibility is there because no one is responsible, everyone is responsible. So we do not know whom one person to catch hold of a given point. There is increase in overheads, which means what? The amount of spending expenses also gets more and more increment. There is poor administration involved in the system. That is, there is no administration because of the fact that all are giving any kind of work to the workers. So there is no one is knowing. Maybe at times the employee or the worker may say, no, that department boss has already given me work and so I cannot do the work. Might as well the other department, when he comes and gives him work, then he will say the previous department has given me the work. Like for example, gang boss, when worker is there, worker may say to the gang boss that repair boss has given me work, and to repair boss he will say that gang boss has given me work. So he is sitting idle. So that may cause a big problem because there is poor administration, which also leads to ineffective coordination. Similarly, there will be over specialization because no one is specialist. They are specialized in everything, which wouldn't be able to give the output effectively, efficiently for continuous period of time. And difficult to maintain discipline because there is no uniform structure of company function. So this is how the functional organization structure goes ahead. Now before we move on to the line and staff organization structure, let's recap the first two parts. Which was the first one? Can someone recollect and tell me? Which was the first type of organization structure? Correct, Rahul, what you have said. The first type of organization structure was known as what? Line, military or scalar. Which was the second one? Very good, superb. It was known as functional organization structure. Now third we are going to see is line and staff organization structure. Now line and staff organization structure is exactly a combination of first and second. That is line, scalar chain and military plus the functional. Usually line goes from top to bottom. Right or wrong? Everyone is clear that line goes from top to bottom. But in functional it goes from linkaging. So from it here it will go from here to here. So it may go from here to here as well. So it is a combination of line and the line and the functional. Now line is more about top bottom, the functional is more about linkages. So in this kind of organization structure there is more amount of linkages taking place between the managers, helping the company to function in the best possible manner. So the line officers have the authority to take decisions and implement them to achieve the objectives of the organization. So line is more responsible as it is a hierarchy, top, middle level and lower level. So they will give the information and everyone has to follow so far as to achieve the objectives of the organizations. The line officers are assisted by the staff officer while framing the policies and plans and taking decisions. So when line officers are giving all the instructions, the staff officers are supposed to give their information, are supposed to dedicate themselves for the transactions and accordingly frame the policies and plans and take the decisions based upon that. So line is more about supporting the staff. Many times the line officers are not in position to acquire technical knowledge. So at times it may happen, like for example, we'll go to the diagram. Maybe sometimes the line officer like finance or works manager cannot get the expertise of what is happening in the repairs and maintenance officer. So when he wants information, so his orders actually goes from top to bottom. Okay, but sometimes he wants information that what is happening over here, and because this is line and staff, so they will put the information to him, who will again give the information to him. So it goes top to bottom as well as linkages side. So in this kind of organization structure, that is line and staff, you may have vertical as well as horizontal as a combination. So here many times the line officers are not in position to acquire the technical knowledge. For example, taking corrective decision in production, adequate technical knowledge is needed. This gap will be bridged by staff officers who are experts in particular field. So they are expert. Because they are expert, they will be able to contribute more in that field as compared to the line managers. The line officers can get expert advice from the staff officers because before taking any final decision. So line and staff both work in combination, thereby making a proper coordination and combination facility for the people. Now for the same line and staff we have what few advantages. Like first is it facilitates the worker to work faster and better, because line and staff, it will make the people and the work getting more and more faster. Specialization is attained when the staff officers concentrate on planning function and line officers concentrate on executing function. So things become more smoother, proper hierarchy is set, because line and staff, line will talk about more on the facilities about concentrating on planning, and line will talk more about executing function. So line and staff will take care of both the elements of the business. It enables the organization effectively utilize the staff officers' experience and advice. So it encourages, it makes sure that the organization effectively utilizes the staff officer experience. It makes sure that the staff officers' expertise in that area is properly taken care and they are properly able to utilize the information and the knowledge and skills which staff officer comprises of for encouraging the line officers. The line officers can take sound decisions with the help of proper advice from the staff officers. So line and staff, they both come in conjunction to each other to get the work more systematic and in a proper manner. So line officers can take sound decisions with the help of proper advice from the staff officers. A new technology or new products procedure may be introduced in the organization without any dislocation. So anything they want to introduce, new technology, new information, new innovations they want to do, they all can introduce without any loopholes, because staff and line, vertical and horizontal, they all work as a link team trying to connect and bond for the upliftment and betterment for this company and the organization. So that is how the line and staff organization structure functions. Before we move on to committee, that is the fourth type, let us quickly revise the first three types. Which is the first organization structure? Correct what you have said, Veer. First is known as what? Line military scalar chain. Second is what? Superb Veer functional organization. Which is the third one? Line and staff organization structure. Now we are seeing committee organization. Now committee is a different kind of a beautiful organization structure which has got its own relevance and importance. So let us see what is committee organization structure. A committee is a group of people who meet by plan to discuss or make the decision for a particular subject. So they meet with a plan, they have got a subject which they are supposed to focus upon and give its output as per the requirement. The top management fixes the duties and responsibilities and authority, and the committee is accountable to the management. So committee is nothing but a group of people who are given some tasks, they do the task and the committee dissolves. This kind of organization structure is known as committee organization structure, whose focus is on a group, act or performance, get the work done and move ahead. That is known as committee organization structure.